Have courage to share the gospel. It takes courage to share the gospel with a stranger. Just ask a new full-time missionary. Sometimes it takes even more courage to ask your friends if they'd like to know about the church, the Book of Mormon, or our beliefs. You wonder, what if they're not interested? What if they're offended? What if they make fun of me? What if they say they hate me and never want to see me again? Don't worry. That's really not likely to happen. Your friends will probably just say, no thanks. But don't be surprised if some respond, sure, tell me more, especially if you are living the gospel. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said, we are members of the restored Church of Jesus Christ, empowered and sent forth by the Lord Himself to find, nourish, and bring safely into His church those who are seeking to know the truth. From that perspective, sharing the gospel is simple and clear. But, Elder Ballard admitted, missionary work can be challenging and sometimes frightening. How can we overcome that fear? Elder Ballard suggests three ways below. First, pray by yourself and with your family that the Lord will help you find ways to share the gospel. See the sidebar for what a young woman in Brazil did. Also, ask the Lord to lead you to those who are ready. Second, be an example. In a world of decaying standards, your friends will notice your light. Your personal worthiness will give you courage and spiritual power. Third, exercise faith and trust in the Lord, and always show love for others. Some members say, I'm afraid to share the gospel because I might offend someone. Elder Ballard said, experience has shown that people are not offended when the sharing is motivated by the spirit of love and concern. How could anyone be offended when we say something like this? I love the way my church helps me, and then add whatever the Spirit directs. The duty to share the gospel belongs to all members of the church, including you. So be brave and let the Lord bless your efforts. Be a Missionary Now, The Most Precious Thing I Have, by Mariana Santos. At our multi-stake youth conference, we all received a Book of Mormon and were invited to give it to someone. I wanted to give mine to my favorite pop singer. When I found out he was giving a concert in my city, I thought this would be the perfect opportunity. Each of his concerts has a lottery that selects 15 fans to go backstage and meet him. It's nearly impossible to be selected, but I entered anyway. A few weeks before the concert, I wrote my testimony in a Book of Mormon and prayed. I explained to Heavenly Father that the odds were against me and that I needed His help. As soon as I said Amen, my cell phone rang with a call from the singer's office. I had been selected. Backstage on the day of the concert, I presented the singer with the book. He opened it and read my testimony. I spent a lot of time thinking of a valuable, useful present for you. I realized that I needed to give you something that was valuable because of what it contained and not because of its price. This is the Book of Mormon. It is the most precious thing I have. It will be for you, too, if you read it. He gave me a hug and said he would read it. I couldn't hold back my tears. It's a rare experience to give a Book of Mormon to a famous person, but sharing this book should be a common experience. I could have given it to a school friend, a neighbor, or anyone else. Giving a Book of Mormon, bearing our testimony, speaking about the church, and being an example are our duties. We should never be ashamed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The Most Precious Thing I Have, by Mariana Santos. At our multi-stake youth conference, we all received a Book of Mormon and were invited to give it to someone. I wanted to give mine to my favorite pop singer. When I found out he was giving a concert in my city, I thought this would be the perfect opportunity. Each of his concerts has a lottery that selects 15 fans to go backstage and meet him. It's nearly impossible to be selected, but I entered anyway. A few weeks before the concert, I wrote my testimony in a Book of Mormon and prayed. I explained to Heavenly Father that the odds were against me and that I needed His help. As soon as I said Amen, My cell phone rang with a call from the singer's office. I had been selected. Backstage, on the day of the concert, I presented the singer with the book. He opened it and read my testimony. I spent a lot of time thinking of a valuable, useful present for you. I realized that I needed to give you something that was valuable because of what it contained and not because of its price. This is the Book of Mormon. It is the most precious thing I have. It will be for you, too, if you read it. He gave me a hug and said he would read it. I couldn't hold back my tears. It's a rare experience to give a Book of Mormon to a famous person. But sharing the book should be a common experience. I could have given it to a school friend, a neighbor, or anyone else. Giving a Book of Mormon, bearing our testimony, speaking about the church, and being an example are our duties. We should never be ashamed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mariana Santos lives in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Sidebar: The Courage of Believers. With the courage of our convictions, may we declare with the Apostle Paul, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And then with that same courage, may we follow Paul's counsel. Be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. President Thomas S. Monson, be strong and of a good courage. Ensign, May 2014, page 69.
End of Have Courage to Share the Gospel.